It was the news BYU fans didn't want to hear today about Big 12 expansion.
We decided after very thorough discussion that we would remain at 10 members. We committed ourselves to that proposition.
That's University of Oklahoma President David Boren. I wouldn't be surprised if BYU fans wanted to TP his house. He's saying the presidents of all the universities voted to explore expansion, but right now, no, nor anytime in the near future. Joining us in studio, KSL TV anchor Dave McCann, who moonlights as a football and basketball announcer for Cougar Games on BYU TV. So where does BYU go now?
They just keep going. The Big 12 was attractive, one, because it was the only P5 conference that was looking to expand its borders, and BYU certainly met a lot of the things that they announced initially that they were looking for, full stadiums, history, tradition, TV, all that stuff.
Sure.
So they're disappointed. BYU fans are disappointed because they want to be included, but the reality is BYU has got everything that a sports program could hope to have outside of a P5 conference, and all they can do is keep playing and keep winning.
Is there a chance of getting into one of the other four?
Well, it's like joining a country club. The country club has to invite you to come in, and until they don't, you're kind of outside hoping that they will. And, you know, there's 8 years from now, the TV contracts, and there's kind of this talk of more expansion, maybe the creation of super leagues and all that. But as of right now, it is what it is, and BYU can thrive as an independent with a TV deal with ESPN, which is expected to be expanded soon. And BYU TV and the partners that are helping them put games together.
So does BYU still have a good relationship with the Big 12? Has the door been left open, maybe?
Well, they say that they're going to take it off their agenda item of every time that we meet as school presidents, we're not going to discuss expansion. But the reality is they still have to solve the mystery of having a championship game without enough teams to have two divisions. And the reason Utah's in the Pac-12 is that USC, UCLA, Stanford, and Oregon wanted to have a championship game. So they needed two more teams to get to 12 to have two six-team divisions so you can have a championship game and then maybe get into the playoff. The Big 12 is void of that, and eventually they're going to have to answer that. I think that's why BYU thought their chances were so good, because the Big 12 needed two schools, and they still do. It's just, as of today, they're just not going to do it right now.
So it comes down to math and disappointment for BYU fans.
Little bit of disappointment, but when they take the field Thursday night against Boise State, having won three games in a row, they've got a lot to feel good about, and the new coach and the new direction for the program. Not in the Big 12, dang. But outside of that, it's business as usual.